Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Pole.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Rough Draft. That's what we call this podcast. Daily podcast right here at JoeBucksFan.com. I'm your host for them, Justin Pawlowski. As we get to do NFL Draft daily here at JoeBucksFan.com. Hope you've enjoyed the breakdowns and the coverage here at JoeBucksFan.com. I know my new mock draft already needs to be updated with the recent trade, and hopefully I'll have that updated for you. But for the time being, we have offensive linemen coming out this week. You know, interesting, and I'm going to talk about the offensive linemen tomorrow in tomorrow's podcast. But an interesting thought. Do the Bucs take an offensive tackle if one falls to them? You've got Jeremy Trueblood. You've got Donald Penn. Maybe something to ponder tonight, and then we'll talk about it in tomorrow's Rough Draft. Today, though, we're going to talk drugs. Yes. Who doesn't want to talk about drugs and marijuana? Because I got high. Yes. Now, the recent reports that have come out in regards to positive drug tests, I actually think I said negative on my show today. I think because it was a negative story and I just had the word negative stuck in my head. Positive drug tests. I'm going to give the name of this website out because you know what? Not just for their free publicity. I'm begging you not to go there. And I'm telling you right now, if you do go there, you'll realize that it's a piece of crap website. But the NFLDraftBible.com, they came out with a story the other day that said that numerous players in this year's NFL draft, including B.J. Raji, Percy Harvin, Vontae Davis, and UTEP kicker Jose Martinez, tested positive for marijuana, saying they had numerous sources, including one team that told them. In this report, they also claim that Clay Matthews and Brian Cushing, both linebackers from USC, tested positive for steroids. Now, since then, before we get to the denials and whatnot, since then, I've had people ask me through email, through conversation. One called my show today, wondering what the repercussions would be for these players caught with these drugs. You know, it's unfair. And I thought at the time it's unfair if these reports are untrue to these players and their families. And then I started to think about a couple of years ago. You know, it was just 2 years ago when Calvin Johnson, Gaines Adams, and Amobi Okwue all tested positive for marijuana, all admitted to it, and all went in the top 10 of the NFL draft. I don't think NFL teams are saying it's okay for you to smoke pot, it's okay for you to do something illegal. But when you got somebody like Dante Stallworth, who kills somebody after drinking and driving, or you got Michael Vick killing dogs, smoking marijuana doesn't seem that bad. The NFL issued a statement in regards to the NFL Draft Bible .com, whatever. It's just a terrible website. The NFL responded, saying, quote, neither the 32 clubs nor the league office know the results of the drug or steroid tests taken at the 2009 Combine. Remember, the report said that numerous sources and one team said that these, you know, the results. The independent medical advisors who administer the tests have notified in writing those players and only those players who tested positive at the Combine. Unfortunately, rumors about draft-eligible players, including rumors about test results, begin to circulate every year at this time. Many of these rumors are circulated for self-serving reasons, and they are terribly unfair to the players and their families. I don't see an NFL team doing that, although it might drop a player. A Clay Matthews, who has so many other linebackers he's battling with, especially his type, a 3-4 outside linebacker. Larry English, Brian Arakpo, Everett Brown, Aaron Maben, Connor Barwin. There is a ton of outside linebackers for a 3-4 in this draft. So a speed bump like this, I mean, testing positive for steroids, it could hurt him dramatic. He could lose millions of dollars. And I guess there's a rule out there that if an NFL team were to release the results of the drug testing, they could be fined up to $500,000. I don't think any team wants to do that in this economy. I'm sorry. Not for these players. Also, if there's another agent out there that is trying to sabotage other players so that his player gets drafted higher, shame on you. Shame on you if those are the sources. And sometimes the agents are the sources. You can't trust the agents. Of course the agent of player A is going to help his client by talking bad about player B. Of course that's going to happen. The agent for Clay Matthews is demanding that NFLDraftBible.com remove and retract its report, which claimed that Matthews allegedly tested positive for steroids at the NFL Scouting Combine, calling the report a grossly irresponsible and unfair accusation. This was the email sent from the agent to NFLDraftBible.com. Quote, to the publishers of NFL Draft Bible, I am following up on my earlier correspondence to you today regarding your false and defamatory report that Clay Matthews tested positive for steroids at the NFL Scouting Combine. As I mentioned, neither Clay nor this office has been notified by the NFL or Dr. John Lombardo, the independent administrator of its policy on anabolic steroids and related substances, that Clay tested positive for steroids or any banned substance. Moreover, Clay has since spoken with Dr. Lombardo, who likewise confirmed that Clay did not test positive for steroids at the Combine. Last and certainly not least, the NFL has not disclosed the names of any draft-eligible players who may have tested positive under the policy for a banned substance to any NFL club. Indeed, the NFL issued the following statement. We just read you that. Given these facts, I hereby demand that you immediately remove the story regarding the false results of Clay's steroid test from your website, and that you post a retraction clearing Clay of this grossly irresponsible and unfair accusation. And that was from his agent. And if I'm one of these players, and this news affects my draft stock, and I lose millions of dollars because of some crappy ass NFL draft website run by some 18 or 19 year old, I would sue that little bitch for all the money he's worth. He's a punk. And that's irresponsible reporting by NFLDraftBible.com. For it to be refuted by so many people, is embarrassing. And to me, the only reason they published that story was so that they could get their name out there. Well, you know what? I don't care if your name's out there or not. There's only so many people in the world that care about the NFL draft as much as I do or they do. There's only so many draft geeks out there. And there are a lot of NFL draft websites out there. That's why you come here. You come here to get the best NFL draft and Buccaneer coverage out there alone. That's right here at JoeBucksFan.com. You don't need to go to some... I don't know if I'm censored here or not. There's so many words I want to use to describe this website. But I hope that in the coming months, yes, you, NFL Draft Bible, I hope that you don't have the funds to run your site no more. We'll be back tomorrow. Breakdown of the offensive linemen in this year's NFL Draft. Keep checking back for updates right here at the place where we don't throw out false reports. We don't throw out erroneous reports. We give you kick-ass NFL draft and Buccaneer coverage. JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz. Saturdays at noon. Only on 620 WDAE. The Sports Animal.